Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Christopher Strawn has been sentenced to a total of 90 years in prison for the shooting that killed Brandon Cook. Strawn was arrested shortly after the October 2015 incident at the Kodzoff Acres trailer park. Strawn stood trial twice. The first trial in February of last year ended in a mistrial. Strawn ditched his public defender and represented himself during a second trial in October, which ended up in a conviction. Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg this morning sentenced Strawn to 88 years for murder and 2 years for assault. There was no suspended time, but the 34-year-old Strawn will be eligible for parole in 30 years. The 2 years for the assault charge is related to Tiffany Johnson, Cook's friend, who witnessed the shooting. Strawn, Cook, and Johnson were renovating the trailer when Strawn pulled out a firearm, believed to be a shotgun, and fired at 30-year-old Cook from behind. Strawn then fled, and Johnson hid in the trailer's back room until police officers arrived. During today's sentencing hearing, Cook's father spoke on behalf of the victim and broke down several times, crying, quote, "Strawn gets to wake up every morning. His life goes on even if he's in prison. He gets to live," end quote. Strawn, who represented himself during the hearing, said he was truly sorry for everybody's loss. In other news this morning, the University of Alaska is moving forward with a major timber sale in the Chilkat Valley. The Board of Regents voted 9-1 to approve a development and disposal plan at a special meeting yesterday. In March, the university announced it was entering into a negotiated sale on about 13,000 acres of land in the Haynes Borough, including acreage in the Chilkat Bald Eagle Preserve. University hopes to generate 150 million board feet and $10 million in revenue from the sale. Regents were set to approve the development plan last month, but delayed a decision until more information could be presented. Now that this step is complete, the university's land management office will negotiate with the interested buyer. A negotiated agreement will be brought back to the Board of Regents for approval later on this summer. Governor Bill Walker plans to attend a gas conference in Washington, D.C. next week and meet with U.S. and Chinese leaders on trade. A Walker spokesman says the governor plans to be at the World Gas Conference, which bills itself as a global gathering of buyers, sellers, experts, and policymakers. Walker recently led a trade mission to China, a country the state is courting as it pursues a major liquefied natural gas project. And wildlife officials have ordered a shutdown of sport fishing for king salmon in the Kenai River because of low salmon numbers. The Peninsula Clarion reports the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is ending sport fishing from the river's mouth to the outlet of Skelak Lake beginning today and lasting through the end of the month. Officials plan to reopen the river in certain areas next month. According to the department, about 2,100 salmon were recorded in the river as of Sunday. The department projects the salmon run to fall below the escapement goal of 3,900 to 6,600 fish. Latest forecast from the National Weather Service calls for a special advisory. They're warning of area rivers running high because of warm temperatures melting the snow and ice or melting the snowpack around the capital city. They're forecasting temperatures to get up to about 75 to 80 degrees today. Partly cloudy skies for tonight with low temperature about 50 to 55 degrees. And then a little bit of sun expected for tomorrow. High tomorrow should be in the mid-60s. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.